This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 26th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA barriers for organic farmers. California tries to block Gilroy ICE facility. Bond proposal should boost farm worker housing. And SCOTUS decision helps with litigation, Bayer says. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff and Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick introduced bipartisan legislation yesterday directing USDA to identify and remove obstacles that keep organic producers from accessing federal farm programs. The Opening Programs to Organic Farms Act would require department to assess barriers facing organic operations and farmers considering organic production. USDA would also have to outline administrative steps it plans to take and recommend statutory changes Congress should pursue. Many USDA programs developed around conventional production systems, leaving organic growers to navigate requirements that may not reflect their costs, practices, or markets, that according to the senators. California leads our country in organic production, and it is essential that organic farmers in the Golden State are empowered to participate in USDA programs, said Schiff, who serves on the Senate Agriculture Committee. McCormick said organic producers should not encounter unnecessary roadblocks when seeking USDA resources. The Organic Trade Association endorsed the measure. Co-CEO Matthew Dillon called organic one of the fastest growing sectors in U.S. agriculture, but said producers still face barriers to assistance. The bill follows the House passage of a farm bill containing a similar requirement for USDA to report on obstacles limiting organic farms' participation in department programs. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Santa Clara County asking a judge to halt construction of a planned Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility on agriculture land near Gilroy while their lawsuit proceeds. Bonta and County Council Tony LaPriesti filed a motion yesterday for a preliminary injunction covering construction, demolition, renovation, and other fiscal alterations at the 24.5-acre property. They contend federal agencies began developing the site without required environmental review or consultation with state and local officials. The property, leased to the federal government in January 2025, is expected to serve as an ICE enforcement and removal operations holding facility. The motion argues the project could disturb wildlife habitat, release hazardous materials, and overwhelm a septic system designed for less intensive use. The dispute carries particular significance in Southern Clara County, the agriculture center of a region once known as the Valley of Heart's Delight. Farms around Gilroy, Morgan Hill, and San Martin produce nursery crops, mushrooms, lettuce, cherries, garlic, and Asian vegetables. The county's agriculture output valued at nearly $390 million in 2024. The state and county allege the project violates federal administrative and environmental laws, along with California's Williamson Act protections for agricultural land. California farm worker housing could receive a significant boost under an $11.25 billion affordable housing bond the assembly approved yesterday for the November ballot. SB 417, the Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act of 2026, would direct $450 million to the Joe Cerna Jr. Farm Worker Housing Grant Program, which supports rental and owner-occupied housing for agricultural workers and their families across the state. The allocation comes as farm communities face persistent shortages of safe, affordable housing near fields, packing houses, and processing facilities. The broader package includes $10 billion in general obligation bonds for affordable housing and $1.25 billion in self-supporting revenue bonds for CalVet Home Loan Program. also provides $5.1 billion for multifamily housing and $1.15 billion for supportive housing, along with funding for tribal housing, infill infrastructure, and first-time home buyers. The measure still requires Senate concurrence and Governor Gavin Newsom's signature before appearing on the November 3rd ballot. The Supreme Court's decision yesterday in favor of Monsanto should help to, quote, significantly contain litigation by preempting conflicting state law-based warning claims, parent company Bayer says. The parent company said the 7-2 decision and proposed $7.25 billion class action settlement should put a big dent in the number of current Roundup-related cases and future claims. The court's holding, quote, should result in the dismissal of current warnings-based claims and foreclose future claims based on state failure-to-warn theories, which make up the vast majority of claims in the litigation to date, Bayer Release said. The decision prompted a slew of divided reactions, business and ag groups, including the American Soybean Association, applauding it, but public health groups and a group of former EPA employees said it would make it harder to hold pesticide companies to account. The court ruled that federal pesticide law, quote, preempts state law-based failure-to-warn claims when EPA has made a definitive determination on product safety, Bayer said. A new executive order signed by President Trump seeks to promote precision ag techniques and expedite approval of new pesticide active ingredients. Trump signed the order yesterday shortly before hosting farmers for dinner at the White House Rose Garden. The order also directs USDA, EPA, and the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a framework to evaluate the cumulative health effects of pesticide exposure across chemical classes in the food supply. The EO further instructs EPA to prioritize registration actions for substances that can serve, quote, as alternatives to older active ingredients. Here's today's final word. Why is that so impossible to pay? That the word of Senator Maria Elena DeRosa of Los Angeles, backing a bill to increase minimum wage for some farm workers to $19.75 an hour. Matthew Allen, Vice President of State Government Affairs at Western Growers, had warned lawmakers on the committee that AB 2646 would, quote, absolutely make it more difficult for farms in California to remain viable into the future. The bill cleared its first Senate committee this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 26th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.